At least 15 people have been killed in a bombing in northern Afghanistan. It happened at a religious school in Abak, the capital of Samangan province. The Interior Affairs Ministry says students are among the dead. The school is linked to the Taliban. No group has claimed responsibility. Obaidullah Bahir is a lecturer of transitional justice at the American University of Afghanistan. He's in Kabul and with us live. Thank you very much for joining us on Al Jazeera. Obviously, it's very early. We're still getting details through about exactly what happened. What do you know so far?
Always good to be here with you, Tom. We've heard different reports. We heard from the local officials in Samangan who gave the higher number, which is a 15 death count. And then we've heard the Interior Ministry spokesperson saying that there were only 10 dead, but the numbers coming out of the hospitals are much larger. There are a lot of casualties and a lot of injured. So people have been shaken. It's just so senseless. Most of these people, the casualties are children. This is a religious school. So just it defies a lot of matrices and logic. It's very banal and it's evil.
We know that it was a Taliban-run school. Why do you think it was targeted?
Well, technically, these are religious schools, so the Taliban themselves are religious students. So by virtue of any religious school existing is a Taliban-run, everything is Taliban-run right now. So I don't think the target was, or it does signify any direct hit to the government itself, but it's just to spread fear. It's to show that no one is safe. It's to show that they will hit soft targets. And the ultimate goal of terror, spreading terror, and that's what they're achieving to do. And even when they secure the cities, even when we've seen relative safety within Kabul the past few weeks, now we hear blasts happening in Samangan. So they're trying to hit the Taliban or hit the government, de facto government, however way they can, just to get the message out there, just to show that they exist and they're a real threat.
No one yet has claimed responsibility for this attack, but who do you think could be behind this?
I mean, the profile very much fits the Islamic State of Khorasan, which is the ISIS chapter in Afghanistan. They have been trying to claim themselves as the next big threat in town, and it's really something to be reckoned with. And the international community really now needs to start thinking that the more they disengage, the more they ignore Afghanistan, the more such groups find footing. And these groups are a common enemy. They don't spare children, they're not going to spare Westerners, and they're not going to spare Afghans. And it doesn't matter whether they're wearing a turban or identify as Taliban or don't. And so we really need to figure out how to deal with this common threat, because a failed state in Afghanistan is going to become a fertile hub for groups, and it's going to spill over into the region, to the globe.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. That's Obaidullah Bahir for us in Afghanistan.